Teresa Marks says the department, which has 379 employees, lost 92 of them to the shutdown when it started.
And we were able to actually draw down some money that we weren't sure we were going to be able to get from the federal level, which allowed us to bring back some of those. So now we're at 58 furloughed employees, which is still a very grave concern to us, because certainly it's a very serious matter for those folks who are on leave without pay.
And Marks explains there are many concerns that go beyond leave without pay if the furlough is prolonged, like health insurance coverage. The furlough started on October 1st, and according to a memo from the Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration, if the employees are furloughed for the entire month, they'll be responsible for paying both the employee and employer portions of the coverage. Failure to submit the additional payment toward health insurance may result in termination of coverage.
There are also concerns with accruing leave time. Employees who have been furloughed and are on leave without pay status for more than 10 days will cease to accrue annual and sick leave for the length of the furlough.
And Mark says the time built for retirement can also be affected. At this point, Mark says many engineers are furloughed and many workers in the legal division are too.
It's certainly affecting the day-to-day activities. There are certain things that are just going on hold that we are simply not able to get to.
But it's the personal toll the shutdown is taking that's also leaving its mark.
I knew that my folks needed their jobs. You know, they need their paychecks. And it was an extremely hard thing to do to have to tell them that they were going to be furloughed, and I did not know when they would be coming back.
Every day, first thing in the morning, she checks the news to see if anything has changed, to see if she can give the workers some good news.
And if it hasn't, I have to send out a daily email to them that tells them whether or not they're still going to be furloughed. And it's always very difficult to do that, and I always try to explain to them in that email that I'm very sorry to report that they're still furloughed. We need them at work, and of course they definitely need to be here.
She says she thinks her workers are left with a lot of questions.
If your job performance has been good and you've worked hard all of your basically career at this department, and then all of a sudden to be told we can't pay you anymore and you're going to have to go home is got to be an extremely emotional thing to hear. And there was no rhyme or reason as far as who was sent home. You know, we had employees who had been here for years, but they were paid off a federal fund. So they were sent home. It certainly has had an emotional impact on the entire department.
Karen Trico-Stewart, KUAR News.